Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge catches it and throws to first to double up Mayo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Mayer reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo throws to second for 1, and Webb throws to first, and York drops the ball. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Finney moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benton moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. Greenberg moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mayer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Pete Gray pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.